dinner party, wanting to get you alone when the parents can't see. Assimilation is sitting in the August sun with hair that isn't yours, producing sweat from your pores, but you cannot detach because you cannot offend. Assimilation is hair that is not just hair, but a source of intrigue, disdain or distress. It is wanting to fit in, not wanting to be seen, but sticking out even further. Assimilation is assimilation. Hearing I almost didn't recognize you, when no matter what disguise they choose to wear, you will always remember them. Assimilation is wanting expression to be expression, but having it called aggression. Assimilation is don't judge me before you know me, don't churn that same allegory. Give me the grace that I give you, I have hidden my hair for you, covered my face for you, traded my mother's tongue for yours, made myself a soldier in the front line of your wars, substituted foreign outfits for your suits and ties, and my shoes have never returned to be in sandals. Assimilation is hearing go back to your country and realizing the limbo you've been sitting in for 19 years, and these suits and ties suddenly feel like customized caskets, wondering who. That I tried to make liquid out of my skin to pass through gel bars set for me. Assimilation is being Nigerian in the papers and British in person. My diction is English, my address is English, my food is English. I even have a favorite Weatherspoons. I spend my lunch at Yates in the afternoons. Am I not English enough for you? Assimilated enough for you? I am less of me and more of you.